China will show off that new image at the opening ceremonies on Friday night. And the next morning, American swimmer Michael Phelps dives into the pool where he hopes to make history. Phelps has a shot at 8 gold medals. Only one swimmer has ever won 7. The year? 1972. The swimmer, Mark Spitz.
We're looking at a new world record, no question about it. Mark Spitz has 7 gold medals. He's won everything that he had hoped to win.
The ABC's Keith Jackson making the record-breaking call at the Munich Games. Today, Mark Spitz is one of 6 former Olympians traveling the country for the online pharmacy company Medco. He stopped into our studios at NPR West, and we talked about the size of the challenge facing Michael Phelps. No athlete of any sport has ever won 8 gold medals in a single Olympics.
So far.
So far. You must be the only person in the world who can really relate to what Michael Phelps is going through right now. I mean, the pressure must be incredible.
I kind of was able to go under the radar screen for the first 4 days until I had 5 gold medals. And then from the other venues, the press came to see what was going on in the swimming halle, as they called it in Germany. And then, of course, there was a lot more pressure. I think this Michael Phelps has got a good handle on all the pressure. He knows how to handle it. He's done very well.
I want to go back in your history a little bit. Back to 1968, Mexico City, your first Olympics. You were a kid. You were cocky, if I may say. You were up for 6 golds, but you only won 2. And that was considered a disappointment at the time. How did that motivate you for Munich 4 years later?
Well, obviously, I wasn't successful, so that was the big deciding factor that motivated me. I got dead last in an event that I held the world record in because of the disappointment that I had when I got a silver medal in the 100-meter butterfly, which cost me the gold medal in that event, and a place on the relay that was the medley relay. So I had a total collapse.
It kind of shows me, a complete non-athlete, how much of a head game it is.
It's always a head game with athletes, I mean, especially during the time of competition. It's certainly too late to do anything about training.
I read something about your mustache, that you psyched out some Russians with your mustache. Would you tell me that story?
Oh, yeah, it's a cute story. And that's actually how I ended up swimming with a mustache in the Olympic Games. My college coach at Indiana University told us all that we couldn't have facial hair. We needed to look like the All-American athlete. So in my last senior year when we won the NCAAs, I decided to grow this mustache, and I was so proud of it, it took forever to grow. I elected to keep it during the Olympic trials because I had a fair notion that I was good enough to make the Olympics without really going through the whole total psych.
Because swimmers generally shave all their body hair, don't they?
Yeah. And so
of drag.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So at the Olympics, of course, I was going through the whole shaving thing except for, and I was ultimately going to shave my mustache off, but the United States, along with all of the other countries, only had the use of the official Olympic venue of competition about 4 times, and we'd already used our 4 times up, and it was the day before competition. I wanted to go there one more time. So the Russians were using up their last time. And, of course, one of the Russian coaches spoke perfect English, so I walked over from the village to the pool and asked if I could get in the water for about 15 minutes. He said, fine. He cleared out this outside lane. When I got out, one of the coaches said in Russian to the one that spoke English and asked a question, what about this mustache? You know, doesn't it slow you down? And I don't know what prompted me to say this because I was really going to go back and shave it off that night. I said, no, it doesn't slow me down. I said, as a matter of fact, it deflects the water away from my mouth. It allows me to get a lot more streamlined in the water, and that's why I broke 3 world records 3 weeks ago at the Olympic trials, and I plan on doing just the same. Starting for competition tomorrow. The next year, all of the Russian swimmers, the men, that is, had mustaches, and that's a true story. Then it became a trademark because of my celebrity and accomplishing what I did, and I kept it for a number of years.
Talk about a head game. One final question to you about Michael Phelps. Can he do it? Do you think he can win 8 golds?
Well, I wouldn't want to bet against it, let's put it that way. But I think if you look at the handicap of what his possibilities are, it's certainly very strong that he has a good chance of winning more gold medals than he did before, I believe. He won 6. But, you know, I don't know of any competitor that says to themselves in the morning, boy, I sure hope I get 2nd place today, and I sure hope I lose my job. I mean, the bottom line is that it's very difficult to perceive what's in the mind of somebody who's going to compete against Michael. Yet on the same, in the same breath, I would have to say, though, that if in fact he gets off to a win the very first event, then I think he's got that snowball effect. And that really works in your benefit. And that's what happened to me. I mean, I really, truly believe the last couple of days of the Olympic Games, those guys were wondering and sorting it out of who was going to be first to take second place.
Mark Spitz, seven-time gold medal winner at the 1972 Olympics. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.